You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics edition. I'm Dave Raymond, and we're talking with Jane Lee today. Jane, it's the feast or famine Oakland A's at 4-4 to start the year. Boy, they're four wins. They've outscored their opponents 38-1. And their four losses, it's been a little bit closer, 26-13 they've been outscored in those four losses. I guess what stands out there is that when they have won here early on, the offense has been monstrous.
It really has. I mean, like you said, even in those in their losses, they've been close losses. You know, they've gone to extra innings twice and lost. And I think, you know, despite their record, you know, Bob Melvin was talking about this last night, you look at their record and it's a little deceiving because their offense has been fantastic. And I think that's really encouraging, you know, especially for fans that thought or were worried about this offense and about their ability to score runs. I don't think anyone was ever concerned about their pitching. The A's are always going to have good pitching. They obviously have a ton of depth there this year. But the biggest questions, you know, kind of remained in their lineup. Could all these new pieces fit together and could they, you know, get together and score runs? And, I mean, the answer early on, granted it's a very small sample size still, but it's an astounding yes. And I think it's important for these guys to do this early on because, you know, they really didn't know how things were going to come together. And the fact that they're learning, okay, you know, we can do this 1-9. It's not just one or two guys that are, you know, getting the job done. I mean, any given night, it's been, you know, someone at the top or bottom or middle of the lineup, you know, hitting a home run or driving in runs. And this isn't a team that can rely on the long ball. The A's did hit a lot of home runs in recent years. And so that's why you saw so many late inning or extra inning wins. They could just kind of sit back and wait for those home runs. This team can't. And although they can hit home runs, we saw three last night. You know, they can also drive in runs other ways. You're seeing a lot of extra base hits, a lot of doubles, some triples even. So it's a very productive lineup. And I think, you know, despite the fact that they're sitting at 500, granted, just after eight games, they're really encouraged by this.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that about the extra base hits because the home runs haven't exactly piled up. But I was just running through some of the numbers this afternoon, and I mean, they've got like 30% more doubles than anybody in the American League. You know, they've got four triples, and it's pretty obvious that they have put together an offense that will, you know, find a way to hurt opposing teams in any number of ways offensively.
Yeah, and they're hitting over 300 as a team, which, I mean, in recent years, they didn't even come close to that. And I'm sure, you know, that number won't stay there all year, but, I mean, it's a really good sign early. And, you know, the A's always target guys that get on base, you know, draw their walks. And I think it's also a group that just makes pitchers work. I mean, the A's, you know, on any given night, we saw last night against Scott Feldman. I mean, that's a really good pitcher out there. And usually, you know, they have had their troubles with him and with some of these other guys. And even against Felix last week, you know, they drive up their pitch counts and make them work. And we've seen a lot of long innings, you know, a lot of innings where 9, 10, 11 guys are going up to the plate. And I think in six of their eight games, they've already, you know, compiled double digits in hits, which is pretty remarkable what they're doing.
Yeah, those are some pretty big numbers. One thing they're not doing is stealing any bases. They haven't even attempted that, and I suppose that's not a huge surprise again, especially when they're circling the bases on doubles and extra base hits. But we talked at the winter meetings about it was early on as Billy Beane was making a number of moves, and everybody was kind of scratching their head saying, what's Billy doing this time? You know, trading Samardzija and Derek Norris, and Brandon Moss. And there was great confusion as to what the direction was going to be. As the rest of the offseason played out, and now you see yesterday the three new kids, you know, Butler and Laurie and Simeon, and they're all hitting home runs. Everybody in Oakland happy with what they got?
I would think so. I hope so. I remember talking to you and even me being very confused and surprised at some of the things that were going on. I think the day I talked to you was the day they traded Brandon Moss. And, you know, that's when Josh Donaldson had already gone. And then, of course, Jeff Samardzija was out the door soon. So at the time, no, none of this made sense at all. And you're wondering, what are they doing? But then as the offseason went along and, you know, you see them pick up a guy like Ben Zobrist, that's when, you know, your thought changes to, okay, well, they're definitely not backing out of this year. You know, you get a guy like Zobrist, as valuable as he is. And then they rounded out their offseason with Tyler Clifford, you know, bolstering their bullpen. And you take a look at their lineup and the pieces they got back and how it all came together. And really the biggest thing was they just wanted to they wanted to collect pitching. And not just quantity, but quality. I mean, you see the way they filled out their rotation. I mean, Jesse Chavez isn't even in their rotation. He was one of their best starters in the first half of last year. And even he didn't make the rotation because they have all these young guys, Jesse Hahn and Kendall Graveman, that they got for a reason. You know, they didn't get them and trade away, you know, Josh Donaldson, Derek Norris, just to stash them at AAA. You know, so you're now seeing how this whole plan unfolded and how maybe it didn't make sense in the beginning. But, I mean, the A's, let's be honest, they knew what they were doing, and they typically do.
Yeah, they've shown that ability. You know, all the young guys in that rotation, and then the one old guy, I don't know if he's old really, 31 years old, but Scott Kazmir, and he is just one of those neat stories, you know, off playing independent league ball and now back in the big leagues for the last 3 years, including this year. And right now, you know, off to just a fantastic start. What are your thoughts on Kazmir? Do people still look at him and see that guy who went down to independent league baseball and has made it back up, or is that no longer the side story with him?
No, I think it's kind of forgotten at this point. And, you know, it's a testament to what Kazmir has done since that time. But I think it's also important for everyone to remember that story just because, you know, of how remarkable it is what he did, you know, going home, taking a break from baseball, then, you know, working in Houston, trying to, you know, reinvent himself, find himself again, and then playing an independent ball, coming back. And, I mean, you look at him now, though, you would have no idea that this guy ever left the game. I mean, his velocity is already better than it was last year. And, I mean, he was pretty good for the A's last year, making the All-Star team. But, I mean, ever since spring began, he's said all along, you know, he feels better than he can, you know, ever remember. I mean, his velocity is consistently at 94. Even last night, he was a little run down by the humidity and still gave up just 3 hits over 6 innings. And when he's, you know, when he's not feeling great, he still has the stuff to kind of keep guys off balance. So, you know, and maybe there was concern at the offset of last season and even this season just about his health, because he is a guy with, you know, a lot of maybe an injury-prone past. But, I mean, he feels great. And, you know, watching him, I mean, he's as stable as anyone in the rotation right now.
Yeah, pretty impressive, and still a pretty impressive story. The team just got Josh Reddick back. He's been back for a couple of games now. And Jared Parker is looming. How close are they to getting Parker back and at the level where they think he can really, you know, jump back in and be as big a contributor as he used to be?
Yeah, he's actually, I mean, his next time out might be in a minor league game, which would maybe seem ahead of schedule. I mean, he's kind of always targeted a June return. He's saying June 1st, the earliest he can be back. But, I mean, now I wouldn't put end of May out of the question just because of how quickly and steadily he's moved along in this process. Now, they're not going to rush him back by any means, and they don't have to. They have plenty of depth in the rotation to kind of withstand his absence. But, I mean, he's really moved along well in this rehab process. And he's kind of ditched the cutter and just sticking with 3 pitches right now. And his velocity's already up. And I mean, watching him, you know, every time out, Bob Melvin and others have said, you know, you wouldn't know that he's not pitching a real game. I mean, he just looks that good. And you had to wonder about him just because this wasn't just Tommy John surgery. This is his second Tommy John surgery, and you know, he's still so young. But I think the fact that he is young kind of aids him in that, you know, his body is able to rebound a little bit better. So I would say, I would still say June, probably targeted for him. And I mean, that's only a month and a half away. And, you know, you see the guys they have in their rotation right now. It's not like they really, really need him. But, you know, when he is available to return, it's going to be like making a big trade and giving up nothing. So, it, you know, again, the depth on this team is really, it's really remarkable, and it's not an accident. I mean, they built this roster as it is, you know, on purpose with so much depth and versatility. And, you know, you have a guy like Parker waiting in the wings and even A.J. Griffin after that. You know, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's just pretty amazing when you start rattling it all off. Well, Jane, enjoy your long road trip, 10 days on the road, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, there's Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.